Japanese。
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Nicole.
Upper Intermediate, Season 1, Lesson 11. Shipping goods in Hong Kong.
没错啦，在香港寄包裹，搵速递。
Right. And we're not talking about international trade here. We're talking about couriers, packages, you're sending them across the city.
同城之间的快递，或者呢，是跨城市的速递。
Yeah. Nicole, what's happening in our dialogue today?
两个同事商量紧点样小心咁去送包裹。
Yeah, and both of them are in the courier business, so they're sharing news and tips. This is Casual Cantonese as always, so let's get to our dialogue.
Please, 轻手少少，那个是易碎品来的。
雞腸我唔識睇，
炭號嚟噶，右邊係頭，
有乜所謂啊？件件都話易碎，
爛咗我哋物流公司要負全責噶。況且人哋包到咁密實，你點知入邊有咩嘢啊？
如果真係咁貴重，就唔好揾速遞啦。
係，不過舊年有個速遞仔。唔觉意整跌咗个快件，入边啲蛇行晒出嚟。
蛇？
系啊，佢咪俾蛇咬咯，当场死亡。
咁我最多小心啲咯。
咁最好啦。
Once more, a bit slower。
唔该，轻手少少，嗰个系易碎品嚟噶。
雞腸我唔識睇，
炭號嚟噶，右邊係頭，
有乜所謂啊？件件都話易碎，
爛咗我哋物流公司要負全責噶。況且人哋包到咁密實，你點知入邊有咩嘢啊？
如果真係咁貴重，就唔好揾速遞啦。
係。不过去年有个速递仔唔觉意整跌咗个快件，入面啲蛇行晒出嚟。
蛇？
系啊，佢咪俾蛇咬咯，当场死亡。
咁我最多小心啲咯。
咁最好啦。
And now with an English translation.
唔该，轻手少少。那个是易碎品来的。
Please be careful, that one's fragile.
鸡肠我不识睇。
I don't read English.
炭好来的，右边在头。
That's an exclamation mark. The right side is the top.
有乜所谓啊？件件都话易碎。
What does it matter? All of them say they're fragile.
烂咗我哋物流公司要负全责噶，况且人哋包到咁密实，你点知入边有乜嘢啊
？If it breaks, our company has to take full responsibility. And people wrap things up so well, you never really know what you've got in there.
如果真系咁贵重，就唔会揾速递啦。
If they're really so valuable, people wouldn't send them by courier.
是，不过去年有个速递仔唔觉意整跌咗个快件，入面啲蛇行晒出嚟。
Yeah, but last year a courier wasn't careful and dropped a package. The snakes inside all came out.
蛇？
Snakes?
是啊，佢咪俾蛇咬咯，当场死亡。
Yep, he was bitten and died right there.
咁。我最多小心啲咯。
Oh, I'll be more careful.
咁最好啦。
That would be best. Speaking of which, the Hong Kong Botanical Gardens, great place. They've got a giant python you can go and see.
香港植物园有好大条蟒蛇。
It's really big, and apparently they're native to Hong Kong.
是咩？香港大噶？
Yes.
Oh.
So if you are unlucky, you may stumble onto massive snakes on the island.
同埋植物园系免费，系咪？入场费系全免。
Yeah. Anyway, that's my recommendation. If you get a chance, go to the Hong Kong Botanical Gardens. That said, let's get on to our vocab for this lesson.
轻手少少。
To be careful.
轻手少少。轻手少少。易碎品。
Fragile item.
易碎品。易碎品。鸡肠。
English.
鸡肠。鸡肠。叹号。
Exclamation mark.
叹号。叹号。物流公司。
Logistics company.
物流公司。物流公司。负全责。
To take full responsibility.
负全责。负全责。密实。
Seamless.
密实。密实。贵重。
Valuable.
贵重。贵重。速递。
Courier.
速递。速递。速递仔。
Courier guy.
速递仔。速递仔。快件。
Package.
快件。快件。
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. First up, we have the verb to be careful.
轻手少少。
Which is a tongue twister.
轻手少少。
So it literally means you should put your hand more carefully.
没错，轻手少少。Just a little bit.
Yeah. There are other ways of saying to be careful.
是，譬如说，小心啲。
And then we have the opposite.Which is to be careless.
唔觉意。
So again, three ways of talking about being careful or careless.
轻手少少，小心，唔觉意。
Our dialogue is about someone who might be shipping a fragile item.
易碎品。
Fragile item.
易碎品。而前面一部分易碎。的意思即是很容易破碎。
And the word itself is, of course, it's an adjective plus a noun, but in this case, we rarely see them apart.
它经常是同埋易碎品一起用。
Yeah, now we get to the chicken intestine part of the lesson.
鸡肠，即是英语咁解。
Yeah, it literally means English.
英文鸡肠，因为看起身好像鸡肠。
Yes, because apparently cursive writing is not as easy to understand as Chinese characters.
当然啦。
So we've got chicken intestines. People are talking about the English language.
没错，鸡肠即是英文。
Yeah. Last but not least, if you do need to get a courier, you're going to be looking for a logistics company.
物流公司。
Logistics company.
物流公司。
And there's a lot of useful vocab for dealing with these companies in this lesson. For instance, you are going to ask for a courier.
速递。你同时也可以说物流公司是速递公司。
So courier and logistics company are interchangeable. The people who actually deliver the packages, though, are known as courier men.
速递仔。
And I take it they don't have courier woman here.
我从来没见过。
Okay. So anyway, a lot of useful vocab if you were dealing with couriers. Of course, there's tons more in the dialogue. We don't have time to talk about everything, though, because we have a great grammar point coming up.
It's grammar time!
Okay, Nicole, we are talking about conjunctions today.
没错，是讲关于连词。
Right, and we're talking about one specific conjunction.
况且，况且，咁喺个 dialogue 入边咧，我哋听到呢个句子。况且人哋包到咁密实，你点知入边有乜嘢啊？
And also, people wrap it up so well, you never know what you've got inside.
况且人哋包到咁密实，你点知入边有乜嘢啊？况且。
Now, as we've said, the meaning of this is additionally.
况且。
It also carries the tone of not to mention, or I shouldn't need to tell you this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
譬如话，送快件太贵了，况且易碎品嚟噶。
Sending a package by courier is too expensive, and also, or not to mention, this object is very fragile.
送快件太贵了，况且易碎品嚟噶。
One last point we want to make about this is that there's this subtle tone change to sentences which use this.
是，当你用况且的时候，第二句的语气可能更加重要。
Yeah, the second sentence might be more important, but also, really importantly, you're talking about two reasons that are different, and often they stand in opposition to each other. We see this in the dialogue. Let's take another look at that sentence.
烂咗，我哋物流公司要负全责噶。况且人哋包到咁密实，你点知入边有乜嘢啊
？So we've got two reasons that are being offered, and they're standing in opposition. The first reason is an appeal to the company's benefit.
烂咗，我哋物流公司要负全责噶。
The second reason is an appeal to the person's benefit.
况且人哋包到咁密实，你点知入边有乜嘢啊
？We see this again in our last example sentence.
佢系一个好有责任心嘅雇员，况且佢唔使好高工资噶咋。
Someone might say this to you if they're recommending someone for temporary work.
佢系一个好有责任心嘅雇员，况且佢唔使好高工资噶咋。
He or she is a very responsible employee, and moreover,
佢唔使好高工资嘅咋。
He or she won't work for much money. So there's an appeal first to the ethics. It's a responsible employee, but maybe the more important thing is the second bit.
冇错，佢嘅人工系最紧要嘅。
Yeah. For now, though, that's all the time we have. Coming to you from right near Festival Walk.
Why are we always doing commercials for Festival Walk? I mean, they're not giving us money or something.
I'm sold on the place too. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Please, hold on a little. That's a useful thing.
Chicken, I don't know how to read.
叹号嚟噶，右边系头，
有乜所谓啊？件件都话易碎，
烂咗，我哋物流公司要负全责噶。况且人哋包到咁密实，你点知入边有咩嘢啊？
如果真系咁贵重，就唔好揾速递啦。
系，不过旧年有个速递仔唔觉意整跌咗个快件。入面啲蛇行晒出嚟，
蛇
系啊，佢咪俾蛇咬咯，当场死亡。
咁我最多小心啲咯，
咁最好啦。